prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, April 3rd, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melly. How you doing today?
Well, I'd be better if I wasn't on the telephone doing the program, but...
at least you're alive and healthy enough to do it. That's a good start, right?
Yeah, that's a good start. Knock on wood, we stay that way.
Amen to that. Yes, it's good to have you here. Good to hear you. And I mean, I'm glad you had a good weekend. They go by fast, but we had a weekend.
We did. We did at that. Gold had a weekend, too. What say you? Gold today?
Go ahead.
We had a nice day in gold today, up another 1580 in the New York spot price after market, 1986. Had a high of 1992, so not too shabby. Silver was down 9 cents at 2408, with platinum down a buck at 999. Palladium was up $5 at 1,556. I would assume with gold doing what it did, a little bit of pressure on the dollar, 0.54 at 102.05. Crude oil up almost $5.
Yes.
80.51. Well, you know, those Saudis, doing a little bit of an oil cut in production along with Russia. And there you go. You know, I don't know what people are going to figure.
Just in time for summertime, too. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
What a coincidence.
Well, I look at it at a little bit different, you know. It is, you know, not even so much a coincidence, but, you know, here you had, this is a sign that OPEC probably never did, except when they needed us, could give a hoot about
That's
the United
right.
States and what we pay,
That's
and
right.
along with Russia. So, you know, whose side are they on? It isn't ours. And you know what? They shouldn't... Should they be on our side, or should they be on their own side? Now, if they start picking sides with China and Russia, that's something different. But if a country does something that best suits them for their people, I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
I don't either. I just meant a coincidence that happened just that travel season starts. And, of course, there's a reason for it. But, again, we'll cover it in a minute. But America has lost just about all of its clout worldwide in a lot of different areas, including financial now.
And I think that's where I was kind of heading. You know, when we look at it financially, we all know what's going on with the dollar and so forth and whatnot. So, again, another sign telling you, people, wake up. You know, you're not, this is the warning. This is the time that you have. It isn't, you know, we will wake up one day to a different world. And I know people have been following this program, your program, other programs for, I mean, I've been doing this 30 years, almost 30 years. You've been doing it for how long? And people have been, some people have been doing it longer than us.
Yes.
Been thinking that this was going to happen a lot sooner, but it didn't. That doesn't mean it's not going to.
Well, so, if you're not careful, you get lulled to sleep, and that's when everything falls apart. You got to prepare yourself now while you have time. And maybe it won't happen this month, or next 6 years. But it's going to happen. And now gold price is going up again, almost up to record highs again. I'd say it's time to move.
And the thing of it is, people say, well, you know, if it's not going to happen for 6 years, why do I need to buy gold today? Well, fine, don't buy gold today and watch your purchasing power decline over the next 6 years. That's why you buy it today. I don't care if gold was here at $1,500, $1,600, $2,000, or $2,500, even if it goes to $3,000. If the system hasn't collapsed by $3,000, people are going to say, well, it's too late to buy gold. Okay, then hold on to your paper dollars. And then tell me it's too late to buy gold when those go to zero. Or it might not go to zero, but it, you know, reduces another 50, 60, 70%, and it could go to zero. Then you can say to yourself, gee whiz, I guess it wasn't too late to get in at 3,000, even at 5,000. If we're sitting here today having programs and gold is 5,000 and the system hasn't corrected yet or reset that people have been talking about, is it going to be too late to get into? No. So, you know, the early bird catches the worm. That still holds, Butch.
Amen. Amen, it does.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the paper markets today. And, yeah, you're holding your paper investments. Hey, gold Dow jumped 300 points today, 33,600. S&P up 15 points, 4,125. The NASDAQ was down 32, 12,189. European markets, hey, the DAX was lower, but everything else was positive. Asia markets were all positive. The KOSPI was a little bit lower. 10-year yield, 3.41. So that's still going lower. And natural gas is still going lower, 4.47%. So, you know, it's, again, that might sound, oh, wow, good thing, natural gas. No. Look at the repercussions that it has, these lower prices, when they drop like that out of bed. You know, it affects businesses. They have issues. And so it's not a good thing. And I'll see if I can't recap a little bit more on what's happening in that natural gas sector with things happening. So, anyway, J.P. Morgan says more banks could run out of reserves, just like SVB. So if pace of this deposit flight continues, this is J.P. Morgan telling you, I'm no fan of the too big to fail bank, J.P. Morgan, but hey, they're saying, look out, just someone else warning you, it's not us. And I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow, Butch.
No,
it's crazy.
It is crazy. There's so much stuff happening. I mean, we're going to discuss Trump in a second briefly about what's going on with him, but it's just so much stuff going on and so much confusion, Melly. That's the key thing. There's so much confusion, derision, and frustration, and with even natural disasters going on in this country. And I was reading today that America is the hardest hit nation in the world with natural disasters. I wonder if God's trying to tell us something. I don't know. But anyway, and another storm's coming through from west to east. It's hitting California. Done another 2 foot of snow or so. It's going to come through the middle, the Midwest. About Wednesday, Thursday, with high winds again, maybe tornadoes, and then hitting the East Coast again. We had high winds here Saturday.
We did too. We actually had a tornado hit down close by.
And
we run a tornado warning for a little bit, and I think Delmarva in the eastern shore of the peninsula. It was the first time I think it was hit by a tornado. Major damage, too.
Well, I'm not going to get into all the reasons of the weather. I mean, I'm convinced that man is playing with it. It's been done since the 1950s. I know in the 60s when I was in Vietnam, Southeast Asia, I know we controlled the weather for rain. That's called Operation Popeye. So don't tell me the government has been playing with the weather. They have been for years and a whole lot more than that. So I'm convinced it's part of it. Nonetheless, it is what it is. And now with Trump, Trump's going to be indicted tomorrow or today? I forgot what day it was.
Tomorrow. Well, he's been indicted, but he's going to turn himself in tomorrow.
Yes. Okay, yes. That's what I mean. Yeah, he'll be charged. Okay. And this article, Trump heads into unknown as New York arraignment looms. And I heard another broadcast this morning, somebody said, well, isn't it strange that Donald Trump's getting called before the court the same week that Christ was? Oh, my gosh, what a comparison. But anyway.
Oh, jeez. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. A guy called in, I think, from Alaska and said, isn't it strange that Trump's being called in before the court the same week that Christ was on Palm Sunday and the rest of the week? I thought, what?
Well, there
in
isn't
the
anything
world?
Spiritual about it. If anything, it's the elites are doing it to take us away from Easter.
Well, it's just unbelievable. Anyway, so Donald Trump prepared to fly Monday to New York for his historic arraignment on criminal charges, taking United States and the office of the presidency into an uncharted and potentially volatile territory. 76-year-old billionaire was indicted last week by a grand jury in a series of counts related to hush money payment made to an adult film star during the 2016 election campaign. Now they're saying he did the same thing with another woman. And I disagree completely with hush money paid to anybody, but it's not a crime. Unless it's connected to funds that they was given during president, it's not a crime. If it's his own money, do what he wants to with it. But anyway.
The guy changed it from a misdemeanor to a felony,
yes,
and he also
yes.
changed the statute of limitations.
Yes, he did. They're making their own laws as it goes. In that sense, Trump has been helping as an example to anybody else that may try to, I guess, he called drain the swamp. The Republican Party provocateur, who has already launched a 24 White House campaign bid, is the first sitting or former U.S. president ever charged with a crime. Trump said on the social media platform that he would decamp from his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida and fly at midday Monday to New York City, where he was born and made his name. I will be going, believe it or not, the courthouse. America was not supposed to be this way, Trump posted on Truth Social. The corrupt DA has no case, he said, of the Manhattan district attorney prosecuting the case. What he does have is a venue where it is impossible for me to get a fair trial. And I don't argue that point. I really don't. I'm not a Trumpeteer, but I don't argue that point. They've been on him ever since he started running for president. I mean, clear back before he was elected, he was Russia collusion and on and went, and never let up all the 4 years in office. Now they're still after him. And whether that's a good sign or a bad sign, I don't know, but he's already raised around $5 million extra for his campaign. It's boosted his polls against DeSantis, so I do believe this is going to be turned in his favor. Was that a plan? Again, I don't know, but it's the way it's going, Melody. He's got a boost in the polls and raised $5 million for his campaign. What do you think?
You know, I mean, you can create so many different types of scenarios, and my scenario is no one would probably believe, but yeah. So you know, so he becomes, you know, if he becomes a nominee for president, is he going to lose another election? Probably.
Well, I said
probably.
The other day. I said,
but you know what? Isn't that wouldn't that be sweet for them? I mean, there is so much propaganda out there, we don't even know what, we can't even decipher anymore what is and what isn't.
No.
Even if you're looking and questioning everything, which I do, I question everything. Always have. I don't know why that, you know, I question so much, it's almost a fault, if it's possible. But it's, I don't know, it's just so bizarre.
Well, I said the other day, I think the next president's already been chosen. I do believe that. I do believe that. And maybe Hillary was chosen in 2016.
But you know what? I'm sorry. Ron DeSantis would have beaten everybody. Now, I don't think so. And I think he knows that, too. I don't think Ron will run now.
Now, how many's running now for on the Republican Party? I know Asa Hutchins just announced, and I know we know Trump and DeSantis announced, and a couple others announced, I think, to run for president of the Republican Party. I can't remember who they were, though.
Yeah, but this is gaining him speed. So.
Oh, it is. It's gaining money.
But the thing of it is, we don't know what's in that indictment yet.
No, we don't.
We're only speculating from the information that they have given us. We're only speculating. So, is there more into it? Will other people, you know, don't know. But I agree with you. I mean, it's, and again, I tell people, they're not after Mr. Trump. They're after you and me. He's just a symbol of you and me. And that's what they're going after. And he just happens to be the magnet or whatever you want to call it.
He said that himself. They was coming for us. He's going to be standing between them and us. He said that. Now, I don't know what that's going to mean.
Well, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. But I mean that the liberals, the other side, the elite, whatever you want to call them, he's a symbol of us, and that's what they hate.
And
because I'm sorry, I think Trump could have taken down anybody he wanted to when he was in office. Or after office, before, after, in between, whatever you want to call it. And, he's got the goods on people.
Of course. And I'm convinced that the last election was definitely rigged. I don't doubt that at all. Name a little bit. But
they've been rigged for a long time.
They have been. But there's some more dissension in the ranks. Wyoming Democrat Minority Whip post meme a grandma shooting AK-47 to protect transgender people. Remember the press secretary had to resign because she showed a picture of a woman holding two pistols shooting at transphobes? Well, Minority House Minority Whip Carly Provenza, a Democrat, of course, posted a meme of a grandma using an AK-47 to protect transgender people on Saturday, less than a week after the 20-year-old transgender person, supposedly, went into a Christian school and shot six people dead. The meme shows the grandma holding a K-47, and the text reads, Antifa says, protect trans folks against fascists and bigots. Good gosh. This was posted on Facebook yesterday by the Democrat Minority Whip in the Wyoming House of Representatives. Less than a week after the trans person killed three Christian children, and Breitbart News reported that Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, Democrat, Press Secretary Jocelyn Berry sent a tweet with a message similar to Provenza's on the same day's Christian school shooting. Berry's tweet focused on pointing guns at transphobes. She resigned her position 2 days later. 20-year-old transgender shooter who killed six on Monday left behind a manifesto that has not been released to the public. So we have another blatant step in causing division among the people with this Minority Whip, Carly Provenza, showing a picture of an older lady with an AK-47 wanting to shoot transphobes, bigots, right, fascists. Now, Melody, if we posted that, one of us posted that on Facebook anywhere else, it's time to shoot trans, where would we be within 24 hours?
In jail.
Exactly. Exactly. This is leading to a mess.
But you know what? Where is that manifesto? That's suddenly out of the news. No one's talking about it now because it's all Trump. Most of that will be, you know, retracted.
They're playing us like a fiddle, and we know that. See, the sad part is people like you and I and some other listeners know they're playing us like a fiddle. They let us see what they want us to see. They hide from us what they don't want us to see. And they treat us like they own us, but they basically do.
Yeah, but you know what, Butch? I don't know why I see it so clear. Why do some people just, it's so clear.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe because we just don't have that as much noise as other people have. You know?
And you have to want to see it too, though, Melody. That's got to be the czar. You have to want to see it. It took me a while to get to the point where I want to see the truth of some of these things. Back when we pulled out of Vietnam after being there and all his friends there, we pulled out and said, I was 73, I think it was, we pulled out of Nam and turned over. That's when I started questioning things. Up until then, I thought, rah, 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 USA. Then I started questioning things. And I've been questioning ever since. And the deeper I go in to the onion, the more it makes my eyes water, so to speak. Each layer makes it water, more. We're in a mess.
I hear the music.
Yes.
Very faintly, because I'm on the telephone. We have technical issues, but I hear it. And we'll be right back. Please join us. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And I'm just going to say this real quick, and then we're going to go on to some other news. Butch, it's just amazing. I'm already beginning to hear stories about what other people are saying, what other dealers are telling people, and it's just driving me insane. I don't know how much longer I can put up with it because it's just bizarre anymore. So many mistruths. One of the thing is, people talk about the $10,000 and, oh, you're going to be reported and blah, 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 blah. Hello? It's cash, but they never tell you it's cash. If you sent $100 bills, $10,000 or more, I can't even remember the name of the form. I did it once, and I said I would never do it again, and that's why I do not accept cash. It's an 8200 or 8100 with FinCEN you have to complete. They want to track cash transactions. You can write me a check for $1 million. You can bank wire me $1 million. And I say, thank you. There's no reporting on what you buy. There's no reporting on what you spend. It just drives me nuts, but I hear that almost every single day. Well, somebody told me I have to keep my purchases under $10,000. The more $10,000 purchases you make, the more bells and whistles go off. Because that's what they track. They track multiple purchases under $10,000. I don't get it, Butch. How do these people get away with saying, telling people that?
Well, people don't know the facts. That's the problem. Because I had a head of a bank one time tell me that you come in and you get $10,000 in cash, they don't pay attention to that, unless you do it every day. Then it's my question. They don't pay attention. You can take $10,000 out in cash or whatever you want to do with it. But if you do it every day, they get speeches, like you said. But the people don't know, Mel. They don't understand the rules. They don't follow it. They just take somebody's word for it because they're supposed to be a professional. But, folks, I tell you this sincerely with all my heart. I trust Melody Cedarstrom. I trust her completely with the finances I would send to her. I'm telling you that because I know for a fact what other people have done. But you do what you think's best. But I wouldn't go nowhere except Melody Cedarstrom to buy gold and silver. Just that simple, period. That's it, bar none. That's it.
Oh, anyway. It just drives me insane. And then I hear people say, well, I don't want any of those older coins. Oh, gosh, no, I don't want those. Somebody told me I shouldn't have those. You're going to believe somebody that tells you something when they're telling you a lie? There's some powerful salespeople out there.
Oh, yes.
You talk about propaganda, and there's probably more propaganda, and I don't know if that's the proper word for, but in the gold market, it's like the things I hear is just unbelievable. Oh, you just want bars. You don't want anything else but bars. It's like, no, not everybody fits into a box. It just drives me crazy. And I know sometimes I probably sound a little irritated, and I don't mean to, but it's just, listen to me, you know. And people are more apt to listen to a man than a woman. That's true.
And even a British accent more than American. And that's also true.
That's true. And
I don't know why that is, but that's true.
I know. I get it.
And by the way, what are the silver eagles going for now?
Well, they're like $36.
So
I did a comparison with Atmex, and I started with JB Bullion and so forth. Their premiums, when I did this, it could have changed since I did this on Friday. Haven't had a chance. They're like $3 more.
Yeah, I know that, Melody. I've looked. I get their
three and $4,
and sometimes more than that. And what are the old silver dollars going for, the 90% silver?
Well, you know what? I have some XFAU peace dollars in, and I'm selling them for $36.
Folks,
same price as
deal.
A silver eagle.
That's a good deal. I'm telling you it is.
It is.
That's a good deal.
And, you know, I just, you know, it just baffles me. Just baffles me. But anyway. And
well,
I still remember what one of my customers told me, and then we'll move on, is he called me up one day, and he says, Melody, he says, I never thought I could be conned. He says, I'm a smart man. I'm aware. I know what's going on. And if you had spoken to me a week ago or a month ago, there was no way I would be conned by a gold dealer. And he says, I was. That's how powerful and manipulative they are. Not all of them. Most of them. So, 800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
I'll just hit this briefly. We know that the Midwest and South, the last couple weeks, have been hit by tornadoes, big-time tornadoes. Some of them record-sized tornadoes in certain areas, like in Arkansas. And high winds have been coming across, and there's another one coming through again in the middle of this week, the Midwest and the South. We got high winds here this past Saturday that knocked over some trees and different things, knocked out some power. But this has kind of been a pattern. Every week for the last 3 weeks or longer, this has happened. But 32 people killed by tornadoes across the Midwest and South. Illinois had 22 tornadoes. Arkansas had 12. Iowa, 8. Wisconsin, 5. Tennessee, 4. Mississippi, 2. This is not normal, folks, every week for this to happen. But nonetheless, it's happening. People being wiped out. Literally wiped out, Melody. I mean, they have nothing left. Their homes are gone. They can find a few sticks are lucky. This is what's happening. And as I said earlier, America is according to the article, is the hardest hit nation in the world, country in the world with natural disasters. I do believe God's trying to tell us something. I really do, America. I truly do.
Well, that is the Bible Belt, isn't it?
It is. And whether it's man-made or not, folks, it's still judgment. Let's move on. I read this headline. I couldn't believe it. McDonald's reportedly temporarily shuts its U.S. corporate offices ahead of layoffs. Wow. The fast food chain said in January that it would review staffing levels as part of an updated business strategy, which could lead to layoffs in some areas and expansion in others. McDonald's corporate has temporarily closed its U.S. offices this week. It prepares to inform corporate employees about these layoffs as part of a broader company's restructuring, the Wall Street Journal reported Sunday. In an internal email last week to U.S. employees and some international staff, McDonald's asked them to work from home from Monday through Wednesday so it can deliver staffing decisions virtually, the report said. It is unclear how many employees will be laid off. During the week of April 3rd, we will communicate key decisions related to roles and staffing levels across the organization. McDonald's also asked employees to cancel all in-person meetings with vendors and other outside parties at its headquarters, report added. McDonald's. Who would have thought that McDonald's would be... What can I say, folks? It is what it is. It is what it is. Cracker Barrel is leaving Portland. Mel, you want to say something? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Cracker Barrel leaves Portland following Walmart's lead. Cracker Barrel is calling it quits in Portland, Maine. This is Portland, Washington. Oregon. It seems nary a day goes by when we aren't writing about some major corporation, Target, Walmart, Walgreens, etc., leaving a major city due to a rise in crime and theft. Today is going to be no different. The restaurant chain this week acknowledged that Walmart CEO had already pointed out that crime and theft were taking their toll on companies in Portland and they would be leaving the city, according to Fox News. Now, folks, please just stop and meditate on that a second. When you have major retailers, Walmart and Cracker Barrel and Walgreens and all these different companies, Target, having to close the store because of theft, what does that say about a society, any society? But in Portland, Oregon, they become so woke, so liberal, that crime has really no penalty today. I mean, they won't even hardly go in to investigate a crime unless it's over a couple of $1,000 or more at least. This is America today. We're being undermined morally, undermined every way possible. Because on a moral basis goes, you can't build a home, you can't build a country, you can't build anything without morals. America has been destroyed from the inside out. So, they also said prices will be higher and stores will close if crime doesn't slow. That has to be, folks. The companies are not staying in business, can't make a profit. So you folks in Portland, Oregon, you got your woke governor and woke mayor, enjoy the fruit of your city. Enjoy the fruits of your city. I don't want to tell you to do. If you can handle it, you handle it. It is what it is. Maybe that's a crying shame, though. There'll be hundreds of jobs lost because of crime. That's a shame. Any comments on that?
Well, it seems like we've seen that they have plenty of room for more homeless, don't they?
Well, they better have. They better have.
No, I mean, it really is. You know, it really does hurt to see these cities in such decline because we know it's everywhere, and it's just not democratic cities. It's everywhere.
Well, but Bozeman, Montana is getting in trouble with homeless now. Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah.
So it is everywhere.
I mean, it is everywhere. And, you know, certainly the influence is coming from that side. And you know, again, we look at the spiritual side of it, good versus evil, and it's sad. It's really sad to see this country crumbling.
Embrace your heart. And I've been around long enough to see a different America than what we're seeing now, much differently than what it is now. I lived long enough to see this and watch its demise, and it breaks my heart. Not for my sake, I'm about out of this world, but I have grandchildren and a great-grandson just starting, and it breaks my heart. CBDC is a universal remote control over behavior. Let that sink in, and this is very true. CBDC is a universal remote control over behavior. Ayn Rand said this, when money ceases to become the means by which men deal with one another, then men become the tools of other men. Blood, whips, and guns or dollars, take your choice. There's no other. Given that CBDC is an important topic, it's a good time as any to describe basic MMT beliefs and apply it through CBDC use. How CBDC works? CBDC will enable government to observe and control you from a distance. It is a tool that will be able enable those who wish to exercise the authority over others for their own good, of course, with no physical interface at all. It is a tool that enables individuals in the movie Solemn to happen. The CBDC is a technological pre-imposition of caste system economics. Ultimately, CBDC is a universal remote control over everyone's behavior. It enables control of the demand side of the economy more effectively than rationing, throttling, or sanctions do combined. To return to feudalism, CBDC and MMT in combination will restore the direct domination of a man associated with feudalism as opposed to indirect domination, which is that what portable money created under capitalism afforded by us by physical money. You eventually will not be able to leave your lord's village. You will not go off the reservation or stay on the plantation, as a less delicate would say, if it is adopted. You own your money, but somebody else controls your money. Woo, well, very well put. And folks, they are discussing 15-minute cities right now, and some places are implementing right now. 15-minute cities are already on the make. But I like that last comment. You will own your money, but someone else controls your money. CBDC is a killer app of MMT. CBDC is a killer application of modern monetary theory. MMT believes money is not a store of value. It views money as a medium of exchange and unit of accountability only. CBDC enables this separation of money from the store of value use. Medium exchange use continues under CBDC, but with government and corporate interest on the control button. Eventually, CBDC's unit of accountability will eventually be capable with your social credit score. Let me read that again. CBDC's unit of accountability or accountancy aspect will eventually be compatible with your social credit score. How true that is. And Melody, I want to stop and think a minute. When you think about this, it kind of boggles your mind a little bit. We thought we did away with slavery back in 1865. Well, the slaves didn't own anything, supposedly, back in 1865. They were not allowed to own anything. They worked for the masters on the plantations. The masters said they had something to eat, and they worked for them, and they owned nothing. But they were fed, I guess. A lot of them were. Maybe some were. But nonetheless, they had nothing to really show for the fruit of the labor. Well, stop and think a minute. I think America has become a huge plantation. We work every day. We produce. But who gets the first cut of our pay? Do we tie the money to God? Does he get the first cut? Or does government get the first cut of our paycheck? Who gets the first cut? And who tells us, how much you have to pay for your house every year just for privilege of living there? It's called income. It's called property taxes. And who tells you that you have to have a license and insurance on your car before you can travel down the highway? Which part of our life is not controlled that we are not bond slaves already to the government? When the CBDC takes effect, it'd be much, much worse because you'll have no way of private transactions. Everything you buy, sell, swap, or trade will be tracked somehow. Let that sink in, folks. Already you own nothing. You actually control nothing. You think you do, but don't pay your pop tax a couple of years and see you owned your house. You work for 30 years, pay for, and you got the deed in your hand. And you have a title for your car in your hand. Actually, you don't have the title of the car. You have a certificate of the title. The title is in the state because it owns your car. You pay tax on it, pay rent to them every year. You have the responsibility of taking care of it and putting insurance on it, but it's not your mobile. They can take it. And we call ourselves free. Well, I'm going to be quiet before we get on another rant here. Anything you want to say?
No, I think your rant is very good. And so continue.
Well, I don't know how else to put this, but we are slaves on a huge plantation. You say, well, we can go where we want to. You're limited where you can go, folks. What kind of money they let you keep? And even if you're a billionaire, you still have to keep some kind of line with what they want you to do and say. And if you don't pay property taxes, I don't care whether it's $5 a year or $5,000 a year, that's still not your property.
What they've been able to convince people is it's a privilege.
Yeah.
That's what they tell us. It's a privilege.
It's a privilege to be able to travel. I didn't know that. I thought I was a free man. It's a privilege.
And all that money goes to help building the roads and helping you do this and helping you do that. So it's a privilege.
Of course it is.
Butch.
And I don't believe in the public school
our
system.
Schools,
yes,
our
all privilege.
Our taxes go to our property taxes go for all the wonderful schools we have.
So they can see the queens that dance across the stage. I'm talking about the man queens. They're the transgenders. That's what the public school is doing now, and that's what public libraries do, that you fund with your taxes. Yeah.
Plenty. Heading into break. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. What's next, Butch?
Well, an article here, I think, says a lot. It's about four paragraphs long, but it's really down to the point and makes a very good point in this article. From Brazil to Bakhmut, American power wanes. There's a saying that feels apt today, one apparently falsely attributed to Lenin. There are decades when nothing happens, and weeks for decades happen. It feels like we're in one of those periods now, longer than a week perhaps, but one where decades happen. Specifically, the Biden administration's foreign policy, in particular its hybrid war against Russia, seems to have dramatically accelerated the shift from American unipolarity to multipolarity. Now, folks, notice it said it's hybrid war against Russia. That's what this is. America is egging Ukraine on, always has. Defying American economically, one of the recent events that indicate that the shift is the decision of OPEC to cut oil production against the wishes of the Biden administration, The move shows that OPEC countries are less willing to comply with U.S. interests and that they are confident enough to pursue their own agenda. Similarly, Japan's decision to buy Russian oil. Now, let that sink in, folks. Japan, we're supposed to defend from China. No, I'm sorry, not China, but Taiwan and Japan are right on the coast of China, and you would think they'd be wanting us to be closer to them. But Japan's decision to buy Russian oil above the U.S. instigated price cap demonstrates that even some U.S. allies are becoming more independent and are willing to defy U.S. interest. Another indication of multipolarity is the recently announced de-dollarization of a mutual trade between China and Russia. This move reflects a growing trend among some non-NATO countries to reduce their reliance on the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Of course, this trend was discussed at the recent Putin-Yi summit, which would have been notable if that were the summit's only development. But, of course, a big development, there was the emerging Russian-China alliance forming a bloc that will likely be militarily superior to the U.S. soon, if it isn't already, outpacing American military. The recent capture of Bakhmut City Hall by Russian Wagner PMC, despite all the weapons and assistance the U.S. has given Ukraine, is another sign that U.S. dominance is waning. Furthermore, the U.S. and current inability to keep pace with Russian arms production, despite outspending Russia on defense by more than 10 times, highlights the challenges that the U.S. faces in maintaining its military superiority. U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley testified last week that China's military was only on pace to eclipse America's by mid-century. Seemed naive in light of that. As French economist Jacques Speer Superior illustrated last fall, the productive sector of China's economy, manufacturing, etc., not services, may already be three times the size of America's. If Russia alone is outproducing our artillery shell production now, imagine what China could do. I make a point about China's economy is three times the size of American. I let them make the point. He said manufacturing, not services. Services are not manufacturing. China is manufacturing three times what we manufacture in this country now, producing goods for ourselves and others. Three times that. America is going under very quickly, in about every way you can think of. I don't like saying that, folks, but it doesn't change the fact at all. Doesn't build it.
No, it doesn't. And you know what? You think China's going to allow factories to move out? They're going to fight for them. They're going to protect, you know. So, sure, there's been some companies moving over to Asia and so forth, but look at what China's been doing. They're either recovering it from other places. They're making more friends. I don't know if they're really friends, but, I mean, they're making more ties with other nations. So, I mean, they're doing what we did.
They are.
They're doing what we did. And you know what? And eventually, they might lose manufacturing. And they'll go the same. It isn't rocket scientist. There's a reason they say history repeats itself. Because every nation and people, they're all the same. It's just we have technology now that has been able to, that has enabled these nations and central banking and the power and the elite. They've been able to pull it off a little bit longer than anybody else has. But guess what? It's all going to go the same way. All these nations are going to fail. They all lose the, you know, until they have that one great one unit. And I don't think they'll succeed at a one unit.
Well, time will tell. That's for sure. In the next article, this is out of Economic Collapse blog. The dollar is in trouble. BRICS nation developing new reserve currency. Now, we already know that. This gets us some seven different points here that we'll hit very briefly. For decades, the U.S. dollar was the undisputed king of global currencies. But now dramatic changes are happening. China, Russia, India, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, and other nations are making really big moves, which will enable them to become much less dependent on the U.S. dollar in the years ahead. This is really bad news for us. Because having the primary reserve currency of the world has enabled us to enjoy a massively inflated standard of living. Let that sink in. Inflated. Once we lose that status, our lifestyles will be much different than they are today. Unfortunately, most Americans don't understand any of this. Even though our leaders have treated the stability of a currency with their utter contempt in recent years, Most Americans just assume the dollar always reigns supreme. Meanwhile, much of the plan is preparing for a future in which the U.S. dollar will be far less important than it is right now. The following are seven signs that global de-dollarization has shifted into overdrive. The BRICS nations account for over 40% of their total global population and close to one-fourth of global GDP, so the fact they're looking are working to develop a new currency should greatly concern all of us. Number two, two of the BRICS nations, China and Brazil, have just reached a deal to trade their own currencies. Number three, during a meeting last week in Indonesia, finance ministers from the Asian nations discussed to reduce dependence on U.S. dollar, euro, yen, and British pound. An official meeting of the Asian finance ministers and central bank governors kicked off on Tuesday, March 28th in Indonesia. Top of the agenda are discussions to reduce dependence on the U.S. dollar, euro, yen, and British pound from financial transactions and move the settlements into local currencies. Number four, on a move that has enormous implications for the petrodollar, Saudi Arabia just agreed to become a dialogue partner in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Number five, the Chinese just completed their very first trade of liquefied natural gas that was settled in Chinese currency instead of U.S. dollars. Now, folks, let that sink in a second. First time ever they've done this. And now we're going to see this increase because the dollar is going to continue to fall with deal after deal after deal. Number six, the government of India is offering their currency as an alternative to the U.S. dollar in international trade. And number seven, Saudi Arabia has actually agreed to accept Kenyan shillings as payment for oil shipments to Kenya instead of U.S. dollars. There's another huge deal, folks, going down the drain. The dollar's going to be out of that. Folks, this is going to start showing, and even in your price is going up even faster than they are now. Now, I can't speak for everybody, but every time I go to the store to buy anything, I get aggravated because the prices are so out of reason for what you're getting. I know that's what the price is. I know that, and we have to have it. I realize that. But it's still out of reason. But it's not necessarily mine, your fault. It's the way in the long run it is because we let this happen. We've accepted a fiat currency for the last 50, 60 years. Even longer than that, we've accepted this. And now we see it come to fruition. We let the government defraud us. Ship billions and trillions of dollars to other countries for whatever reason out of our pockets, inflate the dollar even more, to now the dollar, $1 barely buys you a candy bar, if even that. Any comments, Melody?
Nope, you're spot on. So I just can't add anything else to that.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment. Thank you. All prices.
Remember that.
Okay, I heard it one time, but mark it on the calendar. Oil prices soar after Saudi Arabia leads coordinated OPEC cuts to totally more than 1 million barrels a day. Folks, that's a huge hit, 1 million barrels a day. Oil futures surged after Saudi Arabia led a surprise oil production cut across several OPEC member countries that removed more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from output by May. Announcement on Sunday, Saudi Arabia Ministry of Energy stated that the kingdom will implement a voluntary cut of 500,000 barrels a day from May until the end of 2023 in conjunction with other countries. It said that the voluntary cut is in addition to the reduction in production agreed at OPEC meetings in October as precautionary measure aimed at supporting the stability of the oil market. OPEC agreed in October to cut production by 2 million barrels a day from November, a move that angered the Biden administration. Folks, the price of gasoline is going way back up again. You'll be paying $4 a gallon pretty quickly. If this continues, you'll be paying $4 a gallon pretty quickly. But it's okay. America is still number one. We're going to make it, folks. Our dollar is going to be, it's going to turn around. Sure it is. As I said before, I got married in 1971, and a year ago, the dollar lost 85% of its value. How much is it lost now with inflation and the way it's been the last year or so? We have been suckered into something, folks, we can't get out of financially. Melody, you want to say you had something that?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that, the thought went through my mind that, you know, we've emptied our strategic oil reserves. And now, again, we're going to start seeing the oil prices rise. And so, you know, he's not going to fill them up. And so, so we're not ready for any type of emergency.
No, we're not. We're not ready militarily. We give most ammunition to Ukraine. So, yeah, we're behind on our own defense.
We're behind on everything. Yep.
Wow.
So, but it's just something else. He's not going to do any. Yeah, this man hasn't done anything except destroy this country even more than what it has been.
Well, he's eating some ice cream.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah, he likes chocolate chip. I mean, that's good for him. Migrants surge into Maine and beyond, far from the southern border. And I don't have time to go through all this, but the pressure right now on emergency shelters is so incredible, says Portland's mayor. This is Portland, Maine now, folks. I'll just very quickly skim down through here. The main city, Portland, about 68,300 people, is currently sheltering at roughly 1,110 people, many of them asylum seekers. They have filled city facilities, but also hotel rooms and a middle school gymnasium. The school plans to soon begin using its convention center as a temporary emergency shelter. Some asylum seekers have been sleeping inside a warming center next to a city shelter for families on the edge of downtown. On a few recent cold nights, there was only enough room for the people to sleep in chairs. Folks, this is happening in Portland, Maine. It's also going into Iowa now, believe it or not, and other places. I mean, this is now coming. Someday when I have time, I'm going to teach you on the fall of Rome. Yeah, folks, I've read some of this. One of Rome's main distractions and destructions was immigration. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. The same thing is happening to America. And in the way I think of some good news, body blow to activists. Whopping 82% of Berlin's voters refuse to support net zero 2030 as referendum fails. I like this. It'll take a long time for the radical climate activists to recover from this major setback. The movement leaders react in disbelief and sourly to the defeat, as Twitter account holder Greg tweeted. Crushing defeat. Last Sunday's Berlin climate neutrality by 2030 referendum failed resoundingly despite more than a million euros spent in a massive run-up campaign that included plastering the city with posters, concerts by famous performers, huge support and propaganda by the media, and hefty donations from the left-wing activists on the east and west coast of USA. Once the dust of the referendum was settled, it emerged that the yes side fell way short of the quorum 608,000 votes needed to pass the measure. Only 442,210 cast votes in favor, which represents only 18% of Berlin's eligible voters. The activists expected a far greater turnout. 82% refused to lend any support. Berlin's rejection of the climate neutrality by 2030 mandate is a massive body blow to the radical Fridays for Future and Last Generation movement in Germany, and it will take months for the radicals to recover, if ever, from this setback. God bless them. Good for them. Way to go. And quickly, Chinese spy balloon gained intel on U.S. military sites transmitted to Beijing in real time, and we couldn't stop it. They did it in real time. Matter of fact, they made figure eights over top certain facilities. It wasn't out of control. It was controlled and spied on it. And no one do a thing about it. And NATO, U.S. and Romania and other troops are going to hold war games just a few miles outside of the Ukraine's border. Folks, things are looking really, really iffy and kind of scary. Melody, I'm about ready to wrap it up here.
Is that all you have?
Oh, I got more, but we're down to the last few seconds. We got so much happening, and we could cover another hour easy. But we're out of time. You go right ahead.
1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here with Dave Allen. So until then, I want you guys to be safe out there. And until we return, God bless. Have a great evening.
I work all night, I work all day, to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet.